Government autonomy. Will they ever vote for local government autonomy? The latest round of constitutional amendments is almost over. Enough state assemblies have voted on the amendments. So we know which ones have passed, we know which ones have failed, which brings us to today's legislative hard fact. 27 state assemblies have voted on 44 constitutional amendments, passing 35. Today, my guests and I will be looking at the implications of the amendments that passed, the reasons for the ones that failed, and what's next in the process. My first guest is a senior program executive at Order Paper. He is here all the time now, has been here since the very first episode of Eyes and Nays. Temidayo Taiwo Siddiq, good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Sandra. Good evening, Lagos.
Yes. My second guest is product lead at Founders Factory Africa. He's been here since 3 p.m. Chief Andy Oboforibo. Welcome to Eyes and Nays on Hard Facts.
Glad to be on. It's my first Eyes and Nays. Glad to be here. Yeah. Temidayo, hi. How are you doing?
Okay. All right, Lagos. I want to hear your thoughts as well about these constitutional amendments. Have you been following them? If you haven't, well, we're about to give you like a crash course. Temidayo, before we sink into the details, talk to us. Give us a quick and easy explanation of how constitutional amendment process works. How does it work? Talk to us.
All right. Great. Good evening again, Lagos. It's a pleasure to be back here on this wonderful show. Constitutionally, there are about seven stages for a bill to become law. And the first is gazetting of a bill. The second is the first reading, which is the presentation where the clerk of the house just reads the title of the bill. The third is the second reading of the bill, where you have debate on the general principles of the bill. After that, you have the bill, if it skills the second reading, it is referred to the committee, the relevant committee. At the committee stage, what happens is that the lawmakers get Nigerian citizens to come and make their inputs to say why they want this, to be there or not. It's called the committee stage. And those meetings where citizens are invited is called the public hearings. So that's the fourth stage. The fifth stage is the third reading. The third reading, very little is done. Most times when a bill gets to this stage, it usually would pass. So the third reading is the fifth stage. And then the sixth stage is that because we have a bicameral legislature, House of Representatives and Senate, any law that is passed in the Senate has to be sent to the House for concurrence. If it's passed in the House, it has to be sent to the Senate for concurrence. So both chambers of National Assembly have to agree before that bill becomes law. And so after this, traditionally, after concurrence by both houses, the bill is supposed to be sent to the president for assent, after which the president has a period of 30 days to either assent to, either sign it into law or reject it. But when it comes to concession amendment, it's actually more than 7, it's 8. Because immediately after concurrence by the House of Reps, there has to be a concurrence by the state houses of assembly, because it's a concession for the entire country. And so you now move the bill, transmit the bill to the state houses of assembly. 36 of them is what we have representing the 36 states. However, Section 9 of the Constitution says that where you have a bill that is to be passed that will become a constitutional amendment, you need at least 2/3 of these houses to accept that that provision should go. So if you divide 36 into 3 different portions, 2 of 3 will be 24. So for any clause to be amended in the Nigerian Constitution, 24 out of 36 state houses of assembly must agree that amendment should take place. And then after that, there's no debate, nothing whatsoever. The National Assembly is expected to send that document of the entire alterations that have been agreed to by the State House of Assembly to the president for assent. And then the president, like I mentioned in the case of a bill, has 30 days to either sign or reject it.
Very very cumbersome process, you know, very, I mean, would you even say it's cumbersome? Would you say it's a complicated process? Or would you say it's complicated for those of us on the outside, but for the people, who, you know, for whom it's their daily work and their bread and butter, is pretty straightforward? What would you say?
I don't think it's cumbersome. It appears so, but a law is a very serious thing. When you make laws, what you are doing is that you are putting up legislation that will determine people's lives, destinies. So it's easy to look at it from one way, assuming we want this thing to go through, to become a law so that it can save lives. But think about it. If you had a dictator find his way into power and he has control of the National Assembly, which is going to be difficult anyways, but assuming he has control of the National Assembly, and then the process is very easy for you to amend a constitution, you know what that means. It means that you wake up tomorrow morning, Sandra, and all of us, we are now under maximum rule. And it's important to also go back to the basic concept of government for us to understand that Nigeria operates a written constitution. We operate both a written constitution and a rigid constitution. One of the characteristics of a written constitution is the fact that the laws, the constitution is usually difficult to amend. The same with a rigid constitution. Apart from the name rigid, it means that it's a rigid process compared to an unwritten constitution, like it's done in the British, in Britain, a flexible constitution.
Okay. Like I said when I started the show, Temidayo, 27 states have returned their decisions. That leaves 9 states yet to finish their process. Gombe, Jigawa, Kebbi, Kwara, Oyo, Plateau, Sokoto, Taraba, and Zamfara. Do we know what the holdup is for these states?
Okay, Sandra, it's important to trace our route back to how we got to this place. You know that on March 1st last year, nearly 1 year now, the National Assembly voted on 68 constitutional amendment bills. And then, having done that, they transmitted this bill, I think about 27 days after, on the 29th of March, to the State House of Assemblies. And then for 6 months, the State House of Assembly did not do what is required of them. A lot of them just literally just threw the bills to one corner of their chamber, leaving it there without paying attention to what's supposed to be done. And so in October, the chairman of the Joint National Assembly Constitution Review Committee, who is the Deputy Senate President, Senator Ovio Magege, held a press conference, complained about this, that we have a situation where our Houses of Assembly are not doing what is expected of them. And then not much was said at that time. And then in January early this year, we also, last year now, in October, not January, in October, you had a case where, I haven't mentioned this, he alleged that the governors were the ones who were holding the process back. As at October, Sandra, the Deputy Senate President did say that only 11 states had signed and that the others were not doing anything about it. And he alleged that state governors were using their state lawmakers to stall the process. And for him, he said it was kind of like a blackmail. What this Deputy Senate President introduced as blackmail was that the State House of Assembly have said they belong to a body, just like you have the Nigerian Governors Forum. You have what's called the Conference of State Speakers or of Speakers of State Assemblies. And these people gave the National Assembly 4 conditions upon which they would vote on the 44 constitutional alteration bills. And they said that they wanted 4 bills which they proposed that was not initially on the ground. They want those 4 bills to be included before they take the vote. And so the National Assembly refused and said they are not going to do that. I mean, even if you want to go this way, it's important that you at least first vote or reject certain bills. And so we had that back and forth. The speaker even said late last year, early this year, that there is a huge possibility that the constitutional amendment may not take place, which means that a lot of money would have been wasted. But what we have now is that you've had 27, like you mentioned, now agree to pass 35 of those bills, 35 out of 44, leaving 9 out.
Mm.
Unfortunately, some of the provisions which Nigerians appear to have been clamoring for, which again is obvious that somehow it has something to do with the governors, were not passed by the State Assembly.
Okay. Now, before we talk about the amendments that passed, let's talk about one of the amendments that failed. Chief, I'm going to bring you into the conversation now. The states rejected the setting up of special accounts for local government funds. Basically, local government financial autonomy was rejected. Were you shocked that the states killed that one, Chief?
I don't think anyone who was following the process was particularly shocked. I think we've seen for ever since the inception of the Fourth Republic, there's been this sort of turf war between the local government and the state government, where the state government, unfortunately, you know, the constitution that the military handed to us, basically, makes the local government in many ways an appendage of the state government. So instead of just giving them structural autonomy, so for example, the simple, like in this particular case, local government money, you know, at the federal allocation level, money goes to the federal government, state governments, and local governments. It should have been very straightforward that the local government money should just be paid directly to the local governments at that level. But for whatever paternalistic reason, it's the way it is structured is that that money, let's say like now my home state, River State, there are 23 local governments, and then there is the River State government. River State government at FAC gets all the allocation of the state government and the all 23 local governments, and then they come home to River State and then they do the jack and they share it at jack, or they don't, because now the governor and the attorney general of the accountant general of the state are controlling that money. So like, obviously no state government in this very corrupt Nigeria that we live in will want to let go of that power. They want to keep control of state of local government funds. And now you have a process where, and for very good reasons that Temi Dayo pointed out, our constitution requires that any changes to the constitution requires the buy-in from the states. So suddenly you're asking states to relinquish their power over the local government. It's almost likely never going to happen, because you know, Rams don't vote for Salah, as you always say on the show, Sandra. So I wasn't shocked. It even reminds me of one of the very early constitutional amendment processes. I believe it, I could be wrong, but I believe it was around the same time that the whole idea of third term was being, you know, debated. That was like close of the, like around almost before 2007.
You're right.
And local government autonomy, state house of us, state's legislative autonomy was on the table. And I remember at the time, the Speaker of the River State House of Assembly, the late Tonye Harry, said, oh no, River State, we won't vote for this in the State House of Assembly. We are loyal to our governor here. We don't want to vote for anything that will cause enmity between the state executive and the state legislature. And so River State was one of the states that rejected that. So you see, and it comes back to the point Temi Dayo made, in a lot of those of these states, the legislature is under the thumb of the executive, and the executive doesn't want the local governments to have autonomy. So it's always going to go this way.
Senator Ovio Omagege chairs the Constitution Review Committee, and just like Temi Dayo mentioned earlier on, last year he accused state governors of turning state assemblies into puppets, using them to push their own agenda in this process. Temi Dayo, is it fair, and Chief, I'll come to you with this same question as well, is it fair, Temi Dayo, to say that when it comes to local government autonomy, the governors won?
That's a bit of a dicey question. You know why it's dicey? Because for someone like me who is a student of history, I struggle between both positions. I do know that local governments in Nigeria has been abused, local government system has been abused. But when we look at it by the books, Sandra, I think that the governor somewhat, I know that Nigerian governors, what we've seen over time since the advent of the Fourth Republic, we have seen a lot of these governors, they don't perform. There are very few governors you can look up to in Nigeria and say, oh, they've done well. But the very idea of federalism is difficult to see a third tier of government. Local government are supposed to be things that are another arm of government that, sorry, tier of government that the the state government create on their own. They should determine how many local government areas should exist for their in their own state. It's for administrative convenience. That's if you are looking at it on the basis of the idea behind local authorities. The state is too large and you need to take government closer to the people. However, we need to go back a bit to history. Local government in Nigeria came in through the General Obasanjo local government reforms of 1976. And because it came in through a military system of government, what you had was that local government was decreed. It was decreed into existence. And so we have become so used to that, such that we now find it difficult to see any argument against this as not altruistic or not patriotic. So why I say that I struggle with it a bit is that I know that the generality of Nigerians want local government to exist at a tertiary government. I mean, there've been a lot of polls on this, but the problem with what we do in Nigeria is that we do this copy and paste model for everything we do. I feel like, you know, let me take us back, and your guests in the studio would remember very well what happened between Chief Olusegun Obasanjo as president and the then governor of Lagos, Bola Ahmed Tinubu. It was about Lagos creating its own local council development areas, created 37 of them as against 20 local government that the constitution permitted for Lagos to have. And the argument at that time was that Lagos has a lot of people living in this place, and for us to get governance closer to the people, you can't have just 20 local government areas. And so they created 37 areas. I remember one of the arguments then was that Kano has 44 local government, while Lagos has 20 local government. And so you needed to create LCDAs. So what's the point? Some states have gone ahead, especially in the Southwest, like Ekiti, I think Osun at some point, to do the same thing, create LCDAs, local council development areas. And they have to call it that because the constitution does not allow. In fact, in Nigeria, all our local government areas are listed in the constitution. So if you have anything outside of that, it's unconstitutional. So let me put a nail to this. What I'm saying, Sandra, in essence, is that we really need to agree. If you want to practice federalism, then practice it according to the principles. Personally, I think that we should allow the states to determine, because you don't just create local governments where the paying salary is a problem, their old salaries, because the governors, although they need to have a change. You have a case where they feel like this system, I can do with it, do to this system whatever I please. So if that is the case, why don't you just allow, maybe we could even have lesser local government areas. But to answer your question, whether they won or not, I think that the governors did win, because at this point, there's nothing we can do until the next National Assembly.
And so I would say that the local government is the closest government, you know, to the people. It's the closest interface with government that the people can have. So I'm not quite sure if I agree with your point about you know, whether or not there's a necessity for these local governments. But I will come to Chief Oboforibo. Chief Oboforibo, what are your thoughts on the points that Temidayo raised, and do you think that this is a victory for the governors?
Well, I think I'll start with that one. Yeah, I think the governors clearly, you know, as you and Temidayo have said, the governors didn't want this and it didn't happen. That means, ergo, the governors won. I think Temidayo is making a very strong and very nuanced point about the nature of local government, especially in a quote-unquote federal system, federal system. And I agree completely with him that we can't, the peculiarities of the Nigerian, you know, system are such that we can't copy and paste from anywhere, but we can borrow from multiple places to find to create a solution that fits ours. So for example, this issue of financial autonomy for local governments, what it really comes down to, the reason why we have this problem is because we have this sharing culture where, you know, most, both states and local governments, and the federal government, of course, all rely on what's coming out of the federation account, what's being shared from there, right? If this were a if the Nigerian if our governing units were normal, like in other places, mm-hmm. they would have these very different revenue streams, such that this federal allocation one would not be the major one. But let's for a second just look at it purely as a revenue control issue,
mm-hmm.
income control issue. There is no good reason why, whether or not, because like, let's take for instance countries like say the US,
mm-hmm.
where states set the rules for municipalities, like mm-hmm. under what conditions can a municipality be created,
mm-hmm.
what types of municipalities can exist,
mm-hmm.
and how can they be governed,
mm-hmm.
what kind of charters, all of that is created by state governments.
Mm-hmm.
But after the state government has created that and people, you know, create their own municipalities and their own local governments, basically,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to revenue to those local governments,
mm-hmm.
taxation, etc.,
mm-hmm.
whatever is coming to the local government goes straight to the local government.
Mm-hmm.
The state government does not serve as an intermediary,
yes.
as a medium for that.
Yes.
So let's address that one issue now. There is no good reason why, up until today in the year of our law 2023, that state local government funds should pass through state government accounts.
Okay.
Not even in this modern era.
Okay.
I agree 100% that this has roots in the Obasanjo military Obasanjo era
mm-hmm.
Local government reform.
Mm-hmm.
But the instructive point is the word there, reform, meaning that there was local government before the military changed things.
Right.
We've had local government since the colonial era.
True.
We changed it to centralize things,
right.
which is all the fallout of the Civil War,
right.
where, or rather, even maybe from even the point time of Iran Sea, where there was this concerted effort to centralize everything.
Right.
Yes, but yes, we have to be cognizant of histories, but we need not be slaves to history.
Okay.
We can wake up any day and decide, you know what? This doesn't work for us anymore. And I think we have to start thinking about that when it comes to local government. I agree 100% that state governments should have leeway for, you know, with the rules for municipality
mm-hmm.
to an extent, of course, because there are some Nigerian peculiarities. But definitely, there's no reason why we should be having to change the constitution, amend the constitution federally for creating new local governments, or even changing the names of local governments.
Mm.
Why it's that way, why I'm not saying that 100%
mm-hmm.
is because you still have the issue of allocation.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing. If I decide in my state I want to create 100 more local governments,
mm-hmm.
right? Did I just add 100 more local governments to the allocation coming to my state?
Mm-hmm.
So how is that mediated? But of course, these are not issues that cannot be solved.
Mm-hmm.
We just need intelligent people in a room sitting down to how do we restructure this. Of course, the problem in Nigerian governance is getting intelligent people in a room together.
So. Okay. I want to hear Temidayo's thoughts on your thoughts, but I will come back to that after the break. Lagos, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is our legislative show on Hard Facts. It's a new segment. We launched it this year. It's called Eyes and Nays. And today I have on the show with me a guest from Order Paper, an analyst who has a day job as a product lead at a venture capital firm. Don't go away.
At ShopRite, you'll find everything you need and more. Buy a whole chicken twin pack at 2,599 naira, 99 kobo per kilogram, and Coke variant 330 ml cans at 159 naira, 99 kobo. Prices valid till February 5th, 2023. ShopRite, lower prices you can trust always.
Betway is giving you the chance to boost your multi-bet winnings by 700%. To activate your boost, visit betway.com.ng and create a multi-bet that has two or more legs. Check your boost on your bet slip and place your bet. It's that simple. The more selections you add, the bigger your boost. All winnings are credited as cash. Betway Win Boost. For the love of the game. No under 18. Responsible gaming.
My people just to work hard. Dreams and challenges motivate us. But sometimes, when the journey gets tiring, all we need is something to push our limits.
Drink what you need to push your limits.
your limits.
My people, it's that time once again. Have my chance here again, so my people don't know. You gotta take good care of your skin. Gotta check on your skin so it's not like sandpaper. Make sure you rub your hands, oh yeah. Make sure you rub your legs and your face, oh yeah. Thanks to Vaseline, everything's so smooth.
Vaseline Petroleum Jelly shields you from the harsh effects of Hamatan. Created to lock in moisture, Vaseline keeps your skin smooth, soft, and protected.
Some people say tech is the new crude oil, and others say tech is in the future. With ALX, tech is here and here to stay. ALX is your career accelerator, built to give you in-demand global tech skills and access to a community that provides lifelong learning, lifelong networks. Register on www.alxafrica.com as the programs are fully funded for a limited period. Unlock possibilities with ALX.
Advanced Lafayette Microfinance Bank brings you New Year Bumper Savings Promo 2023, where you stand a chance of winning several household items such as freezer, blenders, gas cookers, and recharge cards. You also get an additional 50% interest.
Wow!
To qualify, simply open a savings account with us and maintain a minimum balance of 5,000 Naira in the account. Existing customers with dormant accounts can visit any of our branches to reactivate their accounts. Maintain a minimum of 10,000 Naira and stand a chance of winning these mouth-watering prizes. Terms and conditions apply. For more inquiries, call 0700-023-8267. Advance. Growing together.
Everyone is at table for lunch. Mom is bringing in the jollof rice. And then...
John!
Sorry, Mom.
Hello? Can I order some jollof rice to be delivered?
What saves the day? Lunch is here.
Mom, I got some coke too.
Just come and eat, Joe.
Cook up memorable moments because family lunch and an ice cold Coke make a recipe for wonder. Coca-Cola, real wonder.
Isn't it beyond extraordinary owning a smartphone with a distinctive retractable portrait lens camera on an eco-friendly back cover designed with a sleek cinema-like mute smooth screen, a super fast charge battery, and PC-level large memory? Go for the new Tecno Phantom X2 today and get a free Phantom Razor toothbrush or a trolley travel case. Also enjoy 24 months warranty, 100 days broken screen warranty, and free data on a 5G network for up to 12 months. Hurry now to select retail stores while offer lasts. T's and T's apply. Techno, stop at nothing.
Book a ride on a Naya to move around Lagos. From Lekki to Oshodi, from anywhere to everywhere. Try a Naya and you won't go back to your old ways of moving around Lagos. Hurry and download a Naya app today and get your first ride for free using the promo code FIRSTRIDE. A Naya, A-N-A-Y-E-R. The power to move.
Uncle Dentist, what are cavities? And how does Colgate protect my teeth from cavities? Does it use Kung Fu?
No, dear. Most tooth pains are caused by tooth holes called cavities. When you brush daily with Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection, its expert formula locks natural calcium in our teeth and helps protect them from cavities.
It's time to upgrade to the world's most chosen toothpaste, Colgate, because Colgate locks calcium in...
Keeps cavities out!
Colgate is recommended by the Nigerian Dental Association.
People, they talk with one voice. Them say, na Asiwaju Bola Tinubu them want as president of Nigeria. For this president election,
Bola Tinubu, na the man where we all know.
Na him God use turn Lagos to the best state for Nigeria.
As Asiwaju do for Lagos, na so him ready to do am for the whole country.
Vote Asiwaju Bola Tinubu for president of Nigeria. Kashim Shettima as vice president. Vote APC.
Some people say tech is the new crude oil. And others say tech is in the future. With ALX, tech is here and here to stay. ALX is your career accelerator, built to give you in-demand global tech skills and access to a community that provides lifelong learning, lifelong networks. Register on www.alxafrica.com as the programs are fully funded for a limited period. Unlock possibilities with ALX.
My people, it's that time once again. Have my chance here again, so my people don't know. You gotta take good care of your skin. Gotta check on your skin so it's not like sandpaper. Make sure you rub your hands, oh yeah. Make sure you rub your legs and your face, oh yeah. Thanks to Vaseline, everything's so smooth.
Vaseline. Vaseline
petroleum jelly shields you from the harsh effects of Harmattan. Created to lock in moisture, Vaseline keeps your skin smooth, soft, and protected.
Thanks for calling Bastion
HMO. Since I signed up with Bastion HMO, I don't worry about hospital bills. I get access to top-quality healthcare and still save enough for other things. They even help me prebook my doctor's appointments. Bastion HMO also gives me access to over 1,700 hospitals and clinics with the freedom to switch whenever. I feel so in control of my finances and health.
Call 0800 Bastion or visit www.bastionhmo.com to purchase a plan that suits your needs. Bastion Health, the HMO that puts you in control.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
Lagos, how are you doing? Good evening. Have you heard about the Science Teachers Championship? Because I'm here to tell you about it. It's a tech-driven national competition platform designed for participation of science teachers and students both in public and private schools in Nigeria. Now, please help me to tell your biology, your chemistry, your physics teachers across the country that they can earn extra money and points when they upload their classroom science experiments on the Science Teachers Championship platform. Now, every science experiment that you successfully upload on this platform will earn you 1,000 naira. Wait, calm down. I know it's just small money. Now, each month, the best science teachers with the highest teacher basic points as TBPS will get 50,000 naira. I think this one is big. Chill now. The overall best science teachers in each academic session will now get 1 million naira. Just like that. Because I've done my work, help me now, please. Help me to spread the news to all the science teachers in secondary schools across the 36 states plus Abuja. Reach out to your brothers, your sisters, your friends, your well-wishers, school principals, school managers, owners within and outside Lagos, please. In fact, we are urging old student associations, help us to support your various alma maters to actively participate and aim towards winning this competition, I beg. Science teachers, all you have to do is visit www.scienceteacherschampionship.com. www.scienceteacherschampionship.com to register and start participating. I wish you good luck. Bye.
Back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili back here talking about the state assemblies. My big question was, will they ever vote for local government autonomy? Because 27 state assemblies voted on 44 constitutional amendments. They passed 35. One of the ones that failed was autonomy for local governments, local government financial autonomy. I've got two great guests on the show. One of them is a senior program executive at Order Paper. He's become a friend of the show because he's always here. Temidayo Taiwo Siddiq, thank you for sticking with us. My second guest is a product lead at Founders Factory Africa during the day. Every other time, he's an analyst on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Chief Andiobo Forebo, thank you for staying with us this long. Before the break, we heard from Temidayo and Chief about local government autonomy, what they think happened here, if they think the governors won. Both gentlemen gave really, really salient points, with Chief Andy making the final points before the break. Temidayo, do you want to talk about some of the points that Chief raised before the break, or would you like for us to move on to the next thing?
Yeah, it's important to just clarify that I agree with Chief on the point that we can have a homegrown model of anything you are practicing, whether it's democracy, whether it's federalism. But what I was saying is that we don't need to necessarily alter the core fundamentals. And I feel like having local government as a federating unit is an issue. It's not consistent with the principles of federalism. But I think that Chief made it very clear that while he's not against that, the part about the monies that go to them, so that, because what is at the center of discussion here is development.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a sugar daddy relationship between the states and the local government, and they continue to do this, then you can see that development is absent. So that many of us don't even remember that cemeteries, for example, building cemeteries, maintenance of cemeteries, is under the purview of local government.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so bad in Nigeria that people are alive, they don't get rest, they die, they don't also get rest, because when you see our cemeteries, they are a sorry state.
Mm.
Apart from private cemeteries in Lagos, go to many states, you see that cemeteries are a mess.
Mm.
That's to show you how the level of decay that has gone on in the local government system. So I agree, but I also agree with the point that they need to be taken in a room. They need to sit down and then take this decision.
Mm-hmm.
My only challenge
mm-hmm.
is that we didn't even talk about the fact that this whole constitutional amendment was affected by the war between governors and senators, especially
mm-hmm.
because this happened shortly before the primaries.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that 10 governors are seeking the seats, a seat in the red chamber, the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to go to the Senate, you know what that means,
mm-hmm.
Chief. You know that they will have to take the seat of a sitting senator.
Mm-hmm.
So it appears that the senators try to introduce, that's the way the governors perceive it, I would believe.
Mm-hmm.
The senators try to introduce provisions in the constitution that will hurt the governors, whittle down their powers, and then the governors try to hit back at them. So these are some of the things that get in the way of constitutional amendments in Nigeria.
Hmm. Now, of course, the state assemblies voted for themselves. They approved financial autonomy for state assemblies and judiciaries. They also voted to give state governments more power to build airports, railways, power grids, stuff like that. So I wonder if you think that we are seeing power shift from federal to state, but not to local. And if we are, what are the implications of this? Let me come to Chief first, then I'll come back to you, Temidayo. Chief?
Well, yeah, I think we started life, we started the Fourth Republic with a very top-heavy order of things,
mm-hmm.
where the federal government has both the lion's share of power, has one, the lion's share of power, two, the lion's share of responsibilities, and three, the lion's share of funding from the federal foundation accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've seen for the last 23 years, or 22 years, is a tug of war,
mm-hmm.
where little by little, more of these powers and responsibilities, and even funding to a lesser extent,
mm-hmm.
is going down to the lower units.
Mm-hmm.
But when we say the real unit is really the middle unit, the state government. Because
mm-hmm.
again, the state government, in the same way the federal government is guarding its powers and its money jealously
mm-hmm.
from the state and local,
mm-hmm.
the state government is guarding its powers and money jealously from the local. So there's that. So there's a three-way thing. But
mm-hmm.
definitely, whenever you see a situation where power supply is decentralized.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Railway construction, for example, that's always going to be a good thing, right?
Right.
Provided the state governments have the wherewithal, capacity, etc., to do it. Because the more of these things that shift downwards, the more we have to start thinking about revising the allocation, which the governors were also shouting about. Because right now, as it is, I mean, it's not exact figures, but about federal allocation, 50% goes to the federal, 30% to the states, 20% to the local. That's too top heavy. So eventually, we're going to have to start thinking about that. But definitely, if state governments can now build railways, that's great. If state governments can now build parts of the power grid, things transmission and distribution, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
great. Airports, sure, they've been doing it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you have people like me who think that state governments are way too busy building airports because their governors don't want to travel on the bad roads,
mm-hmm.
and that it's not really the most efficient use of state funds. But I mean, sure, have that power, and we all know what's going to happen. They will borrow money to build airports, and they will bankrupt their states.
Because,
no problem.
Because there's no traffic.
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. exactly. But mm-hmm. but definitely you see that. So what I worry about, what I think about, what keeps me up nights
mm-hmm.
in this is, well, I don't see the mechanism through which eventually things start coming, more power, responsibility, and resources starts coming to local government
mm-hmm.
where we actually need it.
Mm.
I think the framework of the constitutional amendment process itself
mm-hmm.
doesn't lend itself to that
mm-hmm.
because local governments are powerless.
Mm-hmm.
We also, then at a second layer, the realities of Nigerian politics pre-2023
mm-hmm.
campaign
mm-hmm.
don't lend itself to it, because here's what really happens at the grassroots level, and taking from someone who has been involved in grassroots politics.
Mm-hmm.
The truth of the matter is that the people who end up in local government mm-hmm. are basically the errand boys and errand girls of the people who are at state house, at government house.
Mm.
So you're never going to see that push. In fact, most of the time, of course, you know that INEC doesn't conduct local government elections.
Yes.
Local government elections are conducted by the state. State EX, mm-hmm. the CX.
Mm-hmm.
And the governor appoints the CX chairman.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's basically the governors who determine, in fact, many times they don't even want to hold local government elections.
Mm-hmm.
They only do it when they're under duress.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have that system where the local government will never fight for itself because it's basically an appendage, an extension politically of the state government. But maybe if citizens at some point get the education and orientation that, look, part of the reason why, not the whole reason, but part of the reason why I don't have good healthcare, I don't have good education, I don't have cemeteries, I don't have markets that won't stop catching fire. Part of the reason why I have all these problems is that my local government is dysfunctional, and my local government is dysfunctional because my state government makes it so, and so that has to be an electoral issue for me, and my state government has to be afraid that I won't vote for them, I won't allow them to push their results through unless they give me better local government. Then maybe we'll start to have some changes. But until that happens, I think we're going to be stuck with, you know, a more or less atrophied local government here.
Okay, I'll come to Temi Dayo in a bit, but I have information to share with Lagos really quickly before we come to Temi Dayo.
Yes, so I have information that can help your life. I want to, you know, tell you that this January, people usually say that January has like 70 days, but if you have money in your account, you don't even be thinking about it. So here's a cool way for you to earn like 100,000 naira at the end of this month without just doing anything at all. Mm. So if you love music, here's the time for you to be rewarded. Cool FM is celebrating music fans this month of January by awarding 100,000 naira to the listener with the most Shazam at the close of the month. Mm. So from now to Tuesday 31st, listeners, I encourage you, please, download Shazam, okay? Keep Shazamming as many songs as you can from Cool FM or any other sources. Send a screenshot of the number of songs that you have Shazams to Cool FM Instagram page. Just know that new entries are coming in every day because even me, I'm hustling for this money. So keep Shazamming and sharing the updated number of songs, okay? Shazam is on Android and iOS, so you have no reason to not have it on your phone, okay? Download it now and 100,000 Naira can be yours, except you don't like money. And if you don't get like money, get out of here, because why don't you? Because 100,000 Naira can be yours, like I said, at the end of the month, just like that, from Cool FM. Please keep Shazamming, okay? Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Temi Dayo, let's come to you now. Do you think that power is shifting from federal to state, but not to local? And what are the implications for development of this?
I agree largely with Chief, and I think that, yes, power is shifting from federal to state. I think maybe it's a great point to start, because virtually most of the things that we see in terms of our political structure today were handed down by the military, and since then it's been a very difficult thing to get us to make changes. You see that the president does not assent to, or the lawmakers by their own selfish desires shoot down some of these things. For me personally, I think that we lost a huge opportunity with the 2014 Constitution National Conference, which the implementations were not implemented.
Yeah.
And then the current president worsened the whole case. You remember that APC as a party then stayed out of it, and the current president worsened the whole case then by saying that it belongs to the dustbin of history. So I think that would have instituted a lot of political changes to our political structure. Back to changes like the issue of rails, introducing railway, that's something that was just for the federal government. And you can see that apart from in Lagos, Ibadan, then these and recent routes that were made, Abuja, Kaduna, Lagos, Ibadan, Warri, Takwe, you will see that many of the facilities of the Nigeria Railway Corporation are moribund. They are just there lying fallow, just like many federal government properties that many of them are. So reviving the railways is an important stage of development. I believe, for example, that people should be able to live in Ore and work in Lagos. Lagos will not be overcrowded. If you have rail lines, the Ondo state government and the Ogun state government, as well as Lagos state government, come together and invest significant amount of money, and they build a rail line, you will see that it will help. It will help development in the three states because people would move from one place to the other, which is almost what we are having in Europe, where people move from one country to the other seamlessly. And so the issue of prisons, I think with one lesson we've also learned lately, is that many of our prisons, they are not in great shape. And you've also seen that the security around prisons have been threatened in the last 20 months or so. You know how many prison breaks have been recorded? And many of these things is because the facilities are not great as they used to be at the beginning. So it would be great to have prisons, state government built prisons. Of course, I know that they are changing the name now from prisons to correctional services. I really wish that they are really correctional facilities and not just a name. And then you have things like electricity, which is a major issue. I know that in between 1999 and 2007, a couple of states built independent power plants. Lagos did build, and River State also has, which is subject of controversy now. And then I think, if I remember, Akwa Ibom and some other states independent power plant. And so this leverage for us to solve the power issue, not a lot of us were really appalled the other time when Nigerian Union of Electricity Employees said they had an issue with a staff that was sacked. I can't really remember the actual issue, Sandra.
And
then they went
the
to switch off the national grid. Like, just one person went to the national grid and switched off certain states. Like, it's so disheartening. And so when you have things like this, we have abundance of solar energy that could be generated in parts of the north, and then wind and different things we can use, so coal in Enugu that we can use to generate electricity. So why we revolve everything around a big daddy at the center and forcing everybody to use a power from Shiroro and then Kanji Dam? So I think that's a great thing. And then the implication for
development,
local government system, I think that we still need to get serious with ourselves and discuss some of these things. Many of these constitutional amendments, it appears that they are hampered by political interest. So,
and they often
really
are
have,
globally. They often are. This is not.
I know that
Nigerian
there are. There's nowhere that politics doesn't get in the way
in
of
the
governance.
Way.
But
yeah.
The extent to which it gets in the way of governance is what is really worrisome in our own case.
Right.
How many of the states currently have local government chairmen? You have caretaker in many cases. And like Chief said, many of them are errand boys. I think that's a dignified way to describe them. Many of them are errand boys for the governors. So I think that we need to really sit down as a people, which is why I feel very pained about both the president then, who could not muster the courage and use the good we had to implement critical parts of that 2014 National Conference. And indeed, the party that took over from power, that's supposed to see government as a continuum, and then says an important document as that should be consigned to the dustbin of history. It's really, really sad.
Okay. I wish we had time to come to Lagos, but I do have to quickly share more information with you. Today, the show is loaded.
Yes, sir. So you're asking yourself, what am I going to do with my life this year? I want to have more skill sets and blah, blah, blah. See, let me tell you, there's a new skill acquisition program in town, and it's brought to you by Next Gen Lifestyle. Now, it's giving you an opportunity that will teach you institutional level of trading the global financial markets and digital currency from UK-based certified and accredited academy. In this program, you earn while you learn, and you also have the opportunity of having good value of your tuition fees, leveraging on other amazing opportunities as offered by this company. I'll give you the number because I know you're itching to hear it before I continue with the information. You can reach them on 0708-635-5134. That is 0708-635-5134. Now, note, you will learn like three powerful strategies and trading with the live signals that, you know, along the market makers who determine price action analysis and occurrences of these markets while earning passively and massively daily, okay? You also get a very high-value certificate like that of Harvard, Oxford, that you can use to work in any financial institution anywhere in the world. To this effect, they're going to be having a live event tomorrow, Saturday, 10 a.m. at Lagos Airport Hotel Ikeja. And the first 50 pressings, that's the catch, first 50 pressings to the venue at 10 a.m. will get special gifts from the company. You can also send a text saying yes, Y-E-S, to 0708
0708-635-5134 for your seat reservations. I'll call it again. 0708-635-5134. And lastly, slowly this time, 0708-635-5134. Tifa, thanks.
Thank you very much. Lagos, that's all the time we have. But I want to thank our guests on today's show, Temi Dayo Taiwo Siddiq, who is a senior program executive at Order Paper. Chief Anya Oboforibo, who has been here with us since 3 p.m., thank you so much for joining us. He's a product lead at Founders Factory Africa. Perhaps next week, we'll talk about a few other things that the State Assembly is threatened not to look at. So we have state police, state judicial council, legislative oh my god, there's a lot. So let's hopefully gather again in a room and talk about it next week. Temi Dayo, Chief Oboforibo, thank you so much for your time, gentlemen.
Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, Sandra.
Lagos, I will be back on Monday, 3 p.m. Bright and, well, late and bright. So make sure you're here for the big weekend on Monday. Madam Landlord returns on Monday. The Big Hard Fact as well on Monday. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. S. Ezekwesili everywhere. Those were your hard facts. Lagos, good night.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like the brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.